The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O
Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me. Naked and you clothed me. Ill and you cared for me. In prison and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. A stranger and you gave me no welcome. Naked and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And welcome to one of the most magnificent readings. I just love this snapshot of the final judgment. I don't know about you. I might be one of the only people in the world who thinks that the last judgment is going to be a lot of fun. Really. You're going to get to learn all kinds of secrets, right? All kinds of mysteries down through history and hidden things. And you know, all those conspiracy theories. Who knows? Maybe some of them are true, right? You're going to get to find out. And you hear that's full of surprises right here in this gospel, not the least of which is that both the saved and the damned are equally surprised to hear Jesus say, "Whatever you did for the least of my brethren, you did for me." Equally surprised. And they both say, "Lord, when did we see you ill or in prison or naked or hungry or a stranger and not minister to your needs? When did we see you?" Now, our Lord said to his apostles before he ascended into heaven, "I will be with you always until the end of the age." And he is. But down through the ages, his presence is not ostentatious. It's a mystery. It's hidden. Right? Second Vatican Council says that the Lord is mysteriously present in the proclamation of the word, or in the person of the priest, or where two or more are gathered in the Lord's name. And we know from down through the ages that our Lord is personally, perfectly, and totally present in the Blessed Sacrament. But here's one thing we need reminding of all the distressing disguises that our Lord wears, hiding his presence from us in the world, probably the most distressing is this, that he's mysteriously present in the least of his brethren. And when you hear that, please don't think of that in purely economic terms. Some of the most psychologically needy people, right? Interpersonally impoverished people, Some of the people that have been most hurt throughout the course of their lives are the ones who most lash out at others, the ones you most want to run away from when you see them walking down the hall coming your way. Just remember this, our Lord said, what you do to them, you do to me. Right? Every time our Lord lets us know about his presence, it demands a faith response. Remember this. Now, faith is not a theory. Faith is not a theological idea. Faith is not an intellectual construct. Faith is a response. Faith is a verb. Faith is what you reveal by the actions and the free choices you make. Which is why you want to take one other thing very deeply to heart from this reading. Notice this. Every soul that's damned in God's presence has one thing in common. They are not sent to hell for what they did, but for what they could have done and failed to do. Now, don't get me wrong, our Lord still gives his commandments. There's still sins. We still want to avoid that. But, you know, take note of this. Here's divine revelation right in front of your face. He says at the last judgment, depart from me, you accursed, and every single one of them is condemned for what they could have done but failed to do. And don't we say this every time we gather for Mass? I've sinned exceedingly in my thoughts and in my words, in what I've done and in what I've failed to do. Now, if you're like me, you hear that and you're just overwhelmed. You know, you say, I'm already doing so much. Lord, you know, this is just overwhelming, okay? Chances are that you've experienced that. At least you know what I mean when I say that. If you do, you want to know what? We're forgetting the Lord's presence when we think that way. The key of this whole message of the Last Judgment is the personal presence of the Lord in every other individual with whom we interact. When we feel overwhelmed, we're forgetting the Lord's presence. Every religion in the world tells you to do good and avoid evil. Every religion in the world does that. Nothing unique about that. But you'll never hear Buddha or Muhammad or Confucius say these words, whatever you did to the least of my brethren, you did that to me. Right? Only our Lord says that. And here's the key, not only to avoiding sin, but to choosing the good wherever we can find it. Remembering always the loving presence of the Lord. Okay, so as we make our way through this Lent, please let's keep this in mind. Let's think not just of so much what we're doing, but who we are doing it to. And please God, may we someday hear these words, come you blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Amen.